Classic Collections brings you the Fashion Connection on 900 AM The Talk of the Palm Beaches. Visit classiccollectionsofpalmbeach.com to find out more about Palm Beach's premier luxury designer and fashion resale boutique. Pretty woman.
Hey, it's Dia from our sister station 95.9 The Palm, and this is the Fashion Connection brought to you by Palm Beach's premier designer and fashion consignment boutique, Classic Collections. One-of-a-kind pieces, trending fashions, incredible vintage pieces, you can find it all at Classic Collections. Known for their unbelievable selection of luxury merchandise by the most exclusive designers, Classic Collections is your one stop for an outfit that will truly set you apart. If you're looking to learn more about fashion, how to be a savvy shopper, or how to consign a few treasures you have hanging in your closet right now, this is the perfect show for you. In the studio and ready to share her knowledge with us today, my co-host, owner of Classic Collections, and fashion expert, Sally Kimball. Hey, Sally.
Hey, Dia. How you doing?
Great. I know we don't want to give too much away, but we do have a special guest in the studio with us today.
We do indeed, and I think everybody ought to stick around because this is going to be really educational.
It really is, especially because you're really shaking things up today. We've got a totally different topic that's coming up today, and I don't want to butcher it. So you tell us, what are we talking about today?
Okay. Well, you know, I firmly believe that anyone who is interested and passionate about fashion, you just can't help but be intrigued and interested in home design.
I agree. I follow like a million home design
Instagram
blogs. I love it.
It's like a different dimension of fashion. You are dressing and styling your home to really kind of be an extension of your own personal look, your brand, and it projects your uniqueness and individuality. And I think that they go together. If you look at my house, you'll see Architectural Digest, Vogue, Coastal Living, Harper's Bazaar. I mean, they're intertwined very, very much in my mind, and I think in a lot of ladies out there. So I want to talk a little bit today about the fashion connection between fashion and home design and style. First, as you know, in Fashion Facts, we do a little bit of statistics every week. The world home decor market is huge. I don't want to sound like Donald Trump there, but it's huge. It is expected to hit sales of $664 billion by the year 2020.
That's unbelievable.
I know. It's incredible. In fact, the world home decor market is expected to grow 4.2% during the forecast period from they started this in 2015 up to 2020. The floor covering segment occupied the largest market share in terms of growth in 2014, and that was followed by furniture. In 2014, the world market was dominated by the Asia-Pacific region, and that region is expected to register the fastest growth during the upcoming 4 years. Now, here's an important point. The expansion and further positive developments in world real estate industry have pretty much supplemented the growth of the world home decor market. Globalization facilitates easier and wider availability of home decor products and designs for consumers. Additionally, I think with the growing preference of consumers toward adopting the usage of eco-friendly products, you know, known for their minimal impact on the environment, which has been a big political issue this year, that's boosted the growth of the market. This is also where my love of life, the resale market, comes in. I think with the online retail platforms providing an all-the-time availability of a wide array of home decor products at discounted and affordable prices, these are things that are being recycled. Don't forget, resale is the ultimate in recycling. It's the ultimate green. The market is just growing. And even the increasing cost of raw materials like leather and superior wood products, you would think that would limit the market growth, but it really isn't, because while people can save at the resale shops, they may go and buy the higher priced, beautifully put together designed pieces for their main pieces. And it offers individuals different growth opportunities to kind of redo their home. So you don't have to go out and buy everything new. You can go to the resale shops for the decorative items, the small items that really make a house a home.
Things that you've seen in a line before and isn't around anymore, you can't get your hands on.
Exactly. And when you see it, you know it. It's just like finding the perfect dress. It's just like finding the perfect shoes. And you just know it. You have an intuitive sense of it. Home decor is becoming the it industry at this time of our lives. It was once dominated by big box retailers and independent interior designers, but the home decor industry is undergoing a real sea change, and there's a lot of innovative startups that are leading the charge. Shoppers for home furnishings used to start with like IKEA, and they'd graduate to West Elm, and then they'd dabble in Williams-Sonoma or Restoration Hardware. And now, you know, you can go online and you can read Pinterest and blogs that just provide endless inspiration. And there's so many more choices and variety and experimentation that you can do now that even just 10 years ago just weren't available to us. To create a coherent and polished yet very personalized approach doesn't necessarily require a big deal interior designer or, you know, going to a big store that has beautiful furniture and they assign you a personal shopper. I think there's a lot of free time now for people to put their own personal imprint on what they're buying.
And especially with everything you just said about Pinterest and social media, they have access to great ideas, inspiration.
Absolutely. They're not just clipping things out of Architectural Digest anymore. The market is really, really shifting towards
social
media. You can search
for things you really like.
Exactly. So you don't have to have 95 magazines coming in and you're looking for one blue lamp for grandma's bedroom.
Right.
You don't have to do that anymore. Entrepreneurs have also entered the decor game, and they are heating things up. And we'll talk about that in our second and third section. In America, the home furnishings market is a $79 billion industry. And that space is attracting innovators and investors and new customers that just never would have gone down that road. You bought a kitchen table. I know my mom had a kitchen table. It was like 50 years old by the time we finally sold her house. It was like an old table, but it was the kitchen table. So you didn't even fuss with that kind of thing. But whether, you know, you're dealing with a startup company or you're a startup shopper just looking for convenience, really, the indecisive decorator needs some professional guidance. And, you know, these people will help you save a few dollars. The home decor industry is changing so rapidly, you can get a feeling for prices just by going online. And as the trends develop, there are lots of themes and startups that are turning the industry really head over heels from what it used to be. You used to go to a store and look at Baker tables and so-and-so chairs and only these kind of mirrors. It's not like that anymore. I want to talk with you about some of the seven trends that are in the home decor U.S. market right now.
I'm such a sucker for these lists.
I know. These
I
are great.
Them.
Well, we all do it. You know, we just don't realize we're doing it.
Yeah.
Number one, you know, affordable outsourcing. Historically, you went with an interior designer and they always wanted you to buy expensive luxury pieces and that type of thing. Luckily for consumers, you can hire a designer that's very affordable because they are not with the big companies anymore and they want to help save you money and they want there to be price transparency. And you find that, of course, in the resale shops. You know, there's a quote that I've talked with a lot of the big interior designers, and they say that decor services now basically are, quote, changing the design industry one interior at a time. And that's interesting because they are. They really are. The second thing that is a trend right now is online crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing means that you go online and you put up a diagram of the room you want to do or, you know, styles that you've seen on Pinterest or other things. And they basically, once you choose your design, they send you back in many of these things, personalized floor plans. You've given them your budget and they say, okay, you want to do the master bedroom and you've given us a budget of $11,000, and here's what we have put together for you. So they actually will do it online. There are companies that do that for the home decor shopper or if you just want to refresh things. They have style profiling now, and there's a million products to choose from. So it's really, really hard for consumers to wade through all that. And so customers like style profiling because they can go to a designer online and say, gee, I really like an eclectic look. So I don't mind putting my grandma's antiques, because they're sentimental to me, I value them, with maybe some Lucite furniture, but I need your help kind of pulling
it together. Bringing these looks together.
Exactly, exactly. And when you do that, the fourth trend is you cut out the middle person. So instead of having a couch that has six layers of commissions on top of it, you may only be dealing with your designer, who can source this directly either from the internet or call the furniture people directly. So you're not getting it from Macy's, who got it from their furniture buyers, who got it from their furniture manufacturers, and online down the line. You're cutting that chain of supply, which gets it to you much less expensively. There's another thing I want to talk about. On resale sites, you can find fabulous deals. If you find a shop with a style and the charm that kind of matches yours, you know that person is going to be sourcing estate sales and downsized houses to find that kind of thing. So if you are very into retro stuff, you're going to go to one type of a shop. If you're into the Lucite and the modern look and that type of thing, you're going to go to a different type of shop. And I can guarantee you, if you find your furniture, your home decor soulmate, you will wind up going back to that shop for many, many years because you're on the same mental and design style page.
Right. They have the same eye.
Exactly. And a lot of times, you know, this is item number six. They will help you do lifestyle marketing. So now you know somebody at a shop, and they know that you're now an empty nester, and the kids are gone, and you don't want to have the furniture that you had because you were afraid the kids would wreck it, so you have had so-so furniture.
You outgrew it, too.
You outgrew it, too. So these people basically say, okay, we are going to benefit now from your new lifestyle, and they help you get rid of the old, bring in the new, and mix it with an eclectic fusion that really shows your new lifestyle. And the last thing that I want to point out is that if you do go with a home stylist or decor person who can help you, they take all the stress away from you. If you say, I really want a baker's rack that kind of looks like this, they'll source it for you. They're not necessarily running around to estate sales. They have professional sites they go to, and they can say, I found one. And it maybe have to be shipped from Alabama, but you're not paying for anything. You see the picture. It's a source to a source. There's no middleman in between. And that's where you can very, very often strike a very economically feasible deal.
That's golden, especially if you know exactly what the look is. You're really aiming towards something specific that you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. So this is something to think about when you're going out there and starting to think about redoing a room, freshening up a look for the house, or even maybe downsizing and saying, oh my gosh, these 19-piece sofa sectionals aren't going to fit in my new 2,000-square-foot, you know, condo, so what am I going to do? And go to these people. They love helping. This is what they live for. They help you do the thrill of the hunt in furniture and home decor.
The thrill of the hunt should be in every aspect of your life, right?
Absolutely.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach at 118 North County Road, Palm Beach, Florida. Give them a call at 561-833-3633 if you have any questions about the show or about Classic Collections of Palm Beach. Of course, I want everyone to come by the website and take a look at classiccollectionsconnections.com, because not only do we have this broad scope of incredible things for you to do a little shopping from home, but you also have all of your radio shows that are listed there for you to hear from beginning to end. This episode's going to be uploaded too. I mean, you want to hear them all. You want to catch up. We want you to hear that as well. Focus on Fashion is next, but this week I'm thinking we should call it Focus on Men. What do you think, Sally?
I love that. I think we should focus on men.
Okay, you're right. That's probably what the show is going to change to next week. Focus on men. So we'll be back in just a minute. Sally wants to introduce her incredible guest who's in the studio. I'm sure by now you're curious who it is. And we will be right back. Owner and fashion expert of Classic Collections of Palm Beach, Sally Kimball, has created the perfect spot for anyone with the true passion for fashion. Top current trends or something vintage and unique, Palm Beach's premier designer and luxury consignment boutique, Classic Collections, has everything from fine jewelry to Chanel, Hermes, Pucci, Oscar de la Renta, and more. Visit ClassicCollectionsOfPalmBeach.com or come enjoy the couture in person. But get this, you can also enjoy our couture from home thanks to Classic Collections Chic Magazine. On the first of every month, visit ClassicCollectionsConnections.com to see the newest issue of Chic Magazine and subscribe. Find our newest arrivals, special sales, fashion features, lifestyle topics, and all of the things the fashion world has to offer. You'll also find every episode of our radio show, The Fashion Connection, under a section called On the Radio. So now, you don't have to worry about missing an episode live on 900 AM, the talk of the Palm Beaches. Don't forget to find us on Facebook as well as Instagram. Be chic, stay chic, and read chic. And don't forget, offering the most beautiful things in the world, the largest luxury resale website has our pieces online too. That's firstdibs.com. 1stdibs.com. Enjoy. Welcome back to The Fashion Connection, brought to you by Classic Collections of Palm Beach. It's Dia Ryan, and with me in the studio, of course, always the expert, Sally Kimball. Sally, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dia. We've got a really interesting section now. You left our listeners hanging with we're going to talk about men. So, you know, I'm very concerned. Maybe we get rid of the Pretty Woman song and we start playing It's Raining Men.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
I agree.
Okay. Well, as I said, it's impossible to be a fashionista and not be aware of the clothes that others wear or what their homes look like. And at Classic Collections, not one day goes by that some gentleman pops his head in the door, looks around, and wistfully asks, "Do you carry anything for men? These poor souls. I feel dreadful for them." So, of course, the answer for 9 years has been no. And we realized that we might be missing an important part of the consumer resale market.
Men want to look good, too.
Of course they do. And a lot of times, frankly, the women who are buying things in our store say, "Oh, you know, I just bought this beautiful Hermes bag. Do you have anything I can get my husband just to kind of ease this into the house easier, you know?" And I go, "No, we don't." So now we are going to. So with great pleasure, I am announcing the opening tomorrow, Friday, November 11th, of our newest business venture called Classic Collections Gentry.
Yay!
Yay! And it is going to be located just one door away from Classic Collections. It is at 112 North County Road in Palm Beach. And Classic Collections Gentry is a shop for the gentleman in your life. We are going to be carrying home decor gifts specifically for men, art and mirrors and objects, baccarat, crystal, barware, humidors, Louis Vuitton, Hermes, and Gucci leather goods, fine jewelry, top-end men's watches, and specialty branded clothing such as Brioni jackets and Zegna tuxes and Ralph Lauren black and purple label clothing, Hermes Ferragamo Zegna ties, beautiful new alligator, crocodile, and lizard belt straps, vintage silver Gucci, Hermes, and Kieselstein belt buckles, cashmere sweaters, Stubbs and Wooten velvet slippers, designer brand name shirts such as Roberto Cavalli and Zegna, and gorgeous silk pocket squares.
Just in time for the holidays.
I am telling you, we are so excited to be bringing this wonderful men's emporium to Palm Beach. And of course, these very special items will be found on either fashion or fine jewelry in the world's most exclusive resale marketplace, First Dibs, because there really are not a lot of men's clothing or men's, you know, fashion jewelry. Think Dunhill lighters. Think beautiful David Webb cufflinks and studs for formal wear. That is the type of thing we're going to be carrying, and you will be able to see it on fine jewelry and in fashion on First Dibs. So I just had to share that with you. We are thrilled to be doing this, and I invite all of you to come in. Ladies, come in and look at gifts for your husband. Men, come on in and hang out. We have a area where you can smoke those cigars, and of course we will be pouring wine.
I'll be there
all the time.
That sounds like a lot of fun. You're really creating an environment, because also men don't love to shop like women do.
They don't.
And I can tell by the description that you're giving, you're really trying to create an environment that's not intimidating.
Exactly. I was there today because they're putting the final touches on the shop, and there was a line of people outside. The painters were there, and the line of people outside were like saying, can we come in just a sneak peek? And there were a bunch of men. I was so excited. So come on in. Friday, we're opening with Gentry, and we really look forward to welcome you to
that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So that's really, really exciting.
Now, under timely topics today, this brings me to how I decided that there was a market in Palm Beach for fine men's home decor. My best friend, Gisela Garneau, is the founder and proprietress of a fabulous, charming home decor store in West Palm Beach called the Purple Bougainvillea. 8 years ago, Gisela followed her passion and opened the Purple Bougainvillea to offer a fabulous selection of home decor furnishings, art, mirrors, accessories, and really unique and charming objects. She specializes in home makeovers and is a home stylist expert. Now, the way we got to know each other, she moved in across the street from me in West Palm Beach. And every Saturday, I would get up because I'd be going to all my consignment stores because I was looking for the fashions, okay? And Gisela would get up, and she'd be looking forward to all the estate sales they have every Saturday, and she'd be going to her furniture resale shops. And about 2 or 3 o'clock, we'd both get back dragging because we had shopped till we dropped, and we'd shout across the street, oh my gosh, you've got to come see what I got. You've got to come see what I got. And that is how we became dear friends, because we both have followed our passion. And I've got to tell you right now, the big meeting of the show and tell at the end of Saturday afternoon was something we both looked forward to all these years.
I love that.
So I'd like to welcome Gisela Garneau. Hi, Gisela.
Hi, Sally.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So let me ask you, because I know our listeners want to hear, when and why did you decide to start the Purple Bougainvillea?
Well, I started about 8 years ago. I was a collector for quite some time, became a big addiction, I would say, almost.
I saw that garage packed to the gills.
And I just have a love for it. I would go out and I'd see these, you know, something unique, whether it
treasures.
Be art, just all kinds of treasures. And to me, it was like, wow, I could just make that look fabulous somewhere, somehow. I would put it in a special spot. And anyway, I started collecting and collecting until I said, you know, it's time to do what I want to do. And I launched the Purple Bougainvillea in Northwood Village, and it's been wonderful.
Tell me how you got the name Purple Bougainvillea.
Well, I'm a Florida girl, and as you know, bougainvillea are beautiful flowers, a gorgeous plant, and
they are.
I've always loved it, and I wanted a different name, and I
wasn't
thought
that it kind was. Of kismet. Also, you were looking in Northwood, and what was right outside of the store you wound up taking?
Well, that's it. There was a sign for rent, and then I looked at it and I thought it was great, and I saw this gorgeous purple bougainvillea, and I said, well, that's meant to be. So there I hung my hat, and it's been great.
And you are in Northwood, unlike Dixie Highway, which is known to locals here as Antique Row. How did that come to be?
Well, Northwood Village is up and coming. There are a lot of boutiques and charming shops, but I loved it because of the village flair. It's artsy. It's different. It's quaint.
And they do monthly events and everything, don't they?
Yes, we certainly do. Every last Friday of the month, there's an art and wine promenade.
Oh, it's perfect for you.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's from 6 to 9, and there's street vendors and music. And
there's some fabulous restaurants there, so you stay open that night. And as people are wandering around before they dine, you meet a lot of new people and get a lot of new customers.
Absolutely.
That's
people
fabulous.
People come in, and they feel so welcomed, and it's a lot of fun.
So you started your company by basically emptying your house and garage, which I have seen, of many, 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 many treasures. And how has your business evolved from that time when you really basically used your personal love items to stock your first inventory? How has your business evolved since then?
Well, not only do we have the furnishings, art, mirror, sofas, all kinds of unique items, we're now doing home accessories as far as fashion. We've gone into fashion and slight, just accessories, scarves from my shopping ventures.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of shopping ventures, so you don't just go to estate sales here. I understand you travel the world.
Yes, indeed. And that's fabulous fun because I love, in particular, Italy and France, my two favorite places. So I go to Paris and to the south of France. We do some shopping there. I get some special pieces and furnishings and also perhaps scarves, jewelry from artisans there. Just gift things that you can give for the
home. You guys have the best job ever. You travel the world to shop. And then when your closets are full, you shop for other people.
Correct. And we bring our things to our resale shops.
So that you could buy more.
We recycle so we can buy more.
Right.
And the people who we are bringing the things in to buy, they're delighted because they know our taste is totally impeccable. And so it's
they
a
could
win,
buy more.
It's a win-win-win.
I love it.
I know. Now, I know a big part of your business, Gisella, is restyling homes for people. Tell me what you do. You stage things. You put things together. How does that work?
Well, many people perhaps are moving into a new home. They do not know what to do with their things. They just put it there, and they just don't know. They say they have all this artwork or glass. They don't know what to do with it. So
it's stuffed in boxes, put in the garage, and they just don't – they can't deal with it.
Exactly. So I come in. I put it together, and they want to get rid of half of the stuff. I said, no, you know, I tell them, don't get rid of it. We can use it. So it's very cost effective. You know, I save them a lot of money. And then once it's done, they're like, they had no idea that it could be, you know.
So you basically put together a new look with their existing furniture, their specialty pieces, their art. You encourage them to keep special sentimental pieces. And you just give it a whole new point of view.
Exactly. It's restyled, refreshed, and perhaps it might add, you know, just also, well, you can get a little chair here, something new to just pop it. But for the most part, I work with what you have.
That's fabulous. Yeah. How do you charge for your services?
It depends by the job. It just depends. We have a special consultation. Right now we're doing a special for the holidays, which is unheard of. We're doing a $500 home makeover.
Wow.
It's 5 hours, 1 hour of consultation, and then the other four are actual. We can shop together. We can recreate whatever you want to do. $500. And just call for an appointment.
What a fabulous thing. And you can do the whole house or do a minimum thing or refresh a couple of rooms.
Whatever we can do in that time, or we can extend it, whatever, of course.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Tell me your biggest piece of advice for people who are looking to make some changes.
Well, I would say paint is great. Change, makeover.
Okay.
Change, color, smalls, perhaps pillows, maybe reupholster one piece of furniture, maybe a chair or something.
So you're basically saying take what you've got and reinvent it. And reinvent it maybe with a different color on the wall, maybe buy a couple of new small things that make a room look better. You rearrange the furniture. You basically give people a different point of view, and they're shocked at what happens, right?
Exactly.
A fresh look at what you already have.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's fabulous advice. I want everybody to go by and say hi to Gisella. She's the most charming, lovely gal, my dear friend. And I have seen what she has done with houses and rooms where you would say there was no hope at all, and just be stunned at the way they turned out.
And now's the perfect time, because with the holiday seasons around the corner, people are going to be coming to your house. You're going to have friends and family over. Freshen up the look so that you can really, really enjoy it. Again, Gisella's store is the Purple Bougainvillea. You can find them at 423 Northwood Road, West Palm Beach. And you can find her online at thepurplebougainvillea.com or on Instagram, thepurplebougainvillea, there as well.
Thank you.
Can call.
Okay. There you go with the
Thank
purple.
You.
It's raining.
I'm going to get it right one day.
We're gonna
There's music coming in to make me stop. It's telling
okay,
me
that's
to stop
good.
Trying.
So it's not going to be raining men, I don't think.
No, it's oh my gosh,
purple
it is.
Purple rain.
That's exactly what it is. It's raining men.
I love it.
I love this too.
Love
this is a perfect way to end
right.
this.
Awesome.
So fabulous.
I do have the details for the Fashion Connection 2 and the brand new Classic Collections Gentry. We want you at 112 North County Road. It's the grand opening Friday. Be there. It's going to be fun. Cigars and wine and, of course, fabulous things for everybody to enjoy. Isn't that what you said?
That's what I said. Yeah. Not, I'll be the one smoking the cigar and drinking
okay.
the wine.
She gave me a look, and everybody that knows Sally knows when she gives you a look, you better come to a stop for just a minute. We can't wait to see you there. Find out more, classiccollectionsconnections.com, and of course, thepurplebougainvillea.com as well. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here.
Thank you, Dia.
That's Sally Kimball and Gisella Garneau, and they will both see you soon. I'm Dia Ryan. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.